Coach Saban was great. I've known Coach Saban for a long period of time. And then actually his position coach is a player that I had coached when I was at Georgia Tech, Brent Key. So, you know, obviously I have a lot of insight, you know, because of the relationship I had, and felt very comfortable, you know, with the player. And then, you know, sometimes, you know, you're watching film and you want to just go get a better look in person without, you know, other people around. And, you know, I was present, but Coach Flats worked him out. I was able to see it, obviously. And, you know, I was impressed with, you know, the movement skills, the ability to move for someone that, you know, is 320 pounds, you know, 6'6", three quarters, everything else you can see on tape. So, you know, I wanted to go and get a good feel for, you know, his footwork and how well he can move.
Adding this guy further enhances your let's get more physical, let's get tougher, let's do this, let's do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're looking at all the picks. You know, that's what we're looking to do with the players that are here. I mean, that's you know, I talk to the players about that daily. And but like I said before, it's, you know, we have to have that practice mentality. We have to have that mentality when we step on the field. And, you know, the true test is when, you know, on Sunday. I mean, and if you have to question whether, you know, this team was physical or not, then we're not physical. You know, and that's how I've always viewed that.
He was playing 15 game seasons in the SEC. His durability, how much did that stand out that he was available every week?
Well, I'll tell you, age too, you know, is another big thing. You know, he came in as a true freshman, you know, and played. I mean, that's not an easy task in the SEC, having coached in the SEC for 2 years. And one of the things that I've always appreciated is that, you know, he's always played. You know, he played through, you know, little things during the year, and then the off season he would go out, get himself better, and then get ready and go again. There's something to be said about a player like that. He's a young player. I think he's still developing, obviously. I mean, we say that about a lot of players come out of college, but, you know, you're talking about a true 3-year starter, no one that has been redshirted or any of that year. So you have a young player who played in at a high level, championship, playoffs, you know, like you said, knows how to take care of himself through a long season, and knows how to play against, you know, top competition. Let's face it. I mean, for 3 years, he's been going against some of the better players and the players that are already in this league.
Yeah, Doug, how meaningful was that he's gone against, you know, so many guys that are either in the league or in the league now with him in this class?
Yeah, I think,
Was there a certain game or anything that really stood out to you?
Well, I mean, we watched them all. You know, when you start getting really deep into it and you like them, in the beginning you watch, you know, a couple of games and you write a report, and then you're like, okay, wait a minute, let's go back, let's watch everything. So, you know, that from that standpoint is thorough. So it's very hard for me, because you're looking for consistency, you know, throughout. And then you might go back a little bit to see how the player has progressed, you know, from 1 year to the next. So we were able to see that. I think when it goes down to, you talk about competition, I think we all look at that. You know, we all say, hey, are you concerned about the level of competition? You know, like in my past with Jari, you know, Jari Evans, you know, hey, are you concerned about the level of competition? You know, how does that come into play? Well, then you're looking for certain other things. So, again, a very competitive player, a very tough player. That was the one thing when I was talking to Coach Key, who I coached, who was a tough football player himself, knows what I'm looking for, knows what I like. You know, hey, you know, I need to know, is this kid a tough kid? He said, absolutely. And that really means a lot because of the relationship I have with Coach Key.
Is film gradable because of being in more of a pro style? I mean, I know they do certain aspects of other things, but is it because of the scheme he was in, was that helpful?
I think it'll help him here as far as the play calling and things of that nature. You know, because obviously, you know, the offensive coordinator last year, there'll be some carryover from that sense that'll happen. But, you know, I think we're at a day and age now where we have to be able to evaluate players from all different systems, you know, so you have a way of doing that. You know, whether it's a lineman that's never been in a three-point stance but has unbelievable skill, you're trying to find that out, you go work him out. So I think there's different levels to that. But I don't think that comes into play as much, because I think of the way the college game has evolved, where we have to do a better job of finding out things, looking, studying more, working people out, and seeing the things that the traits of bending the knee, putting the hand on the ground, run blocking, things of that nature, how that carries over into our league. Which Cam, we didn't have to worry about that because they did all that. So you do have to do maybe not as much research.
Sorry about that. You have Robinson and Albert at that spot. How wide open do you anticipate that competition being?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're in a voluntary period. I know it's been said, you know, I've had no communication. So I can't tell you, you know, what, you know, Brandon's thinking, what, I have no idea. I really don't. So, yeah, I would imagine it's wide open.
Is it fair to infer from the trade-up that there's a significant value difference between Cam and whoever your next best available offensive lineman was?
Well, I think it just goes by the fact of grades, you know what I'm saying, and what we feel, what's going on, you know, not wanting to lose someone that you feel, you know, really good about as far as the grade, you know, being high. So I think all those things factored into it. You know, we felt that we were able to get a player that, you know, throughout from scouts to coaches, you know, across the board, you know, that we were very high on. And not to say that we weren't high on anyone else, but, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't want to obviously lose a player like that.
Dave said he had some nasty to him. What is that? Can you elaborate a little bit
sure.
on that? And what is, as a former offensive line coach, what does that mean?
Okay, that one I could do. Sometimes when you ask, like, back-to-back-to-back, to back, not you personally, I'm saying me in the past, back-to-back questions, I answer the one. No, I can't, listen, I don't, like, I don't even look at these things. You know, it's like this. Okay, what was that? Okay, Ted, did you... Wait a minute, Todd, you didn't cover that question. No, I think before what I said before is like, you know, what I look for is the finish. You know, hey, if you have someone going, are you going to take them on the ground? You know, are you going to finish out a play? When the ball is thrown down the field, how are you going to hustle? You know, things of that nature, to me, you know, when, hey, you have a guy in a good position and you can drive him off the ball, are you going to just stop after three steps or keep going? So I think those are the things that you look at to get the nastiness and finish. And, you know, I'm still looking for more, you know, and I told that to Cam. I said, you know, how was Coach Key? How was Coach Cristobal, who was his coach before Coach Key? I said, if you think they were tough, then, you know, you better double that when you come up to come up here to Jacksonville.
Have you projected Cam to be a first-round pick? And how surprised were you that he made it to this far?
Happy. So I can't speak for other teams, you know. You know, we were early, and again, we just follow the system with the grades, and you know, I can't speak for the other teams on that. I really can't. But I'm happy that, you know, he was where he was.
What's the anxiety level like today when the first round ends, you know Cam is still on the board, and you have to wait until 7 o'clock before you can sort of make the moves you need to make to secure him?
I don't know. I don't understand that.
Were you anxious at all? How anxious, if any, were you hoping that you'd get him?
Yeah, I'm not that kind. I mean, I can't speak for anyone else, but I'm like, hey, you know, here we go. We got plans in place. It's not like, oh, my God, if we don't get him, where are we going? What are we doing? So, for me, it's, you know, hey, get them. Then it was a, you know, let's solidify it. Let's make sure we get them. Great. Awesome. Let's go. I mean, I don't think it's something like, oh, what are we going to do? What's going on? You know, everything's so it's just it was just a matter of, hey, listen, you know, we really feel good. We really want this player. And, you know, this is a good value for us to go and do it, you know, with the grades and everything of everybody. I mean, that's the one thing is this is a, you know, the one thing, you know, everything's been a consensus. We've all been in agreement on everything, which is, I think, helps, obviously. You know, there's no indecision, you know, when you're making moves like this.
All right, last one, Seth.
As these offensive linemen start to fall late last night, when does the discussion begin about moving up and getting the offensive linemen?
Well, I think at first you go through it and, you know, you look at it after the first round, you kind of just, then you start evaluating. So that comes, you know, right after the draft is over. And it's kind of like, okay, let's go home, get a little bit of rest. Let's come in the morning. Let's talk about it again, you know, and then let's talk about it again. We had the players in, so I don't know what happened between then, you know, then afterwards, hey, let's talk about this again. Let's go back to see what needs are. Let's go back to see what, you know, players are. So there's a lot of discussions going into it, you know, leading up to it. And then it's just a matter of just waiting to see what happens, hearing what's going on, and then just making a move on that, on the information. Excuse me?
There was no thought to come back into the late in the first round last night?
Not that I was involved in.